I think it has been serene dialogue, and each side will explain what he intends by love of God and love of neighbor, because the theme of the meeting will be love of God and love of neighbor. Much time has been left free for discussion and exchange, and at the end of our meeting, a joint communique is foreseen.
Dialogue between Christians and Muslims, as you say, has been going on particularly since the Second Vatican Council and Nostra Aetate. What kind of discussion are you hoping perhaps may emerge from this meeting?
Well, I should avoid speaking of a theological dialogue, but I can say that theology is always at the backdrop. I think, to answer to your question, I would say that what is important is that we speak to each other, and in spite of difficulties and at times crises, bridges have never been closed. So we shall be free to discuss, I think, all the topic which will be raised by our discussion. As I said, it will be a free discussion.
How do you answer those who say that Christian-Muslim relations are still quite tense at this moment in time?
Well, I should answer that relations between Christian and Muslims depend on the political situation in the countries where they live together. And also it depends on the great ambiguity, that is to say, very often for the Muslim, the West means Christendom, and they identify the West with Christianity. So, for example, why we have this crisis and this war in the Middle East, it's always very difficult for the Muslim to distinguish between what is political and what is religion. But as far as I know, religions are not the cause of the wars.
The theme for the second day of the forum is human dignity and reciprocal respect. And yet, as we know, in a number of Muslim countries, Christians do not enjoy that kind of respect. There's a denial or at least restrictions on their religious freedom. What measures does the Holy See take, or are you planning to take, to improve their situation?
I should say that the Holy See has the duty to defend the fundamental rights of Christians and of their communities. This is, of course, the least we can do. But we do that through our dialogue, through our diplomatic channels, and through recourse to the law. Because, as I said very often, we are condemned to dialogue. But what is important is that the force of law prevail over the law of force, and religions can help in this perspective.